This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Over the weekend, more than 100 people, including dozens of children, were killed in the Syrian town of Hula, as I'm sure you've heard. Witnesses blame militias backed by the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The response today was what could be called diplomatic hardball. Several countries, including the U.S. and Britain, have given Syrian diplomats 7 days to get out. But diplomacy aside, Syrian sanctions have already been tried without measurable results, as Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
Syria has faced U.S. sanctions for a long time now, since the 1990s. So when this latest uprising began with the Arab Spring,
it really had little additional leverage that it could bring to bear against the Syrian government through additional sanctions.
Brian Early teaches political science at the University of Albany, and he says the U.S. and the European Union have relied on what are called smart sanctions.
Those are efforts to use economic sanctions more as scalpels instead of sledgehammers.
Targeting individuals, cutting off their access to assets. We've also seen some new broader sanctions. Last year, the EU banned Syrian oil imports. Joshua Landis directs the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma.
The sanctions have been devastating for the Syrian economy.
It's gotten harder to get wheat, and Landis says cooking gas has gotten expensive.
The point of this is to try to starve the country while you feed the opposition.
With money and with weapons. So far, Syria has been sanctioned by the U.S. and by the EU and the Arab League, but not by the United Nations. And Brian Early doesn't expect that'll change.
The joint reservations of both Russia and China concerning sanctions make it unlikely that there will be any robust international sanctioning effort coming out of the United Nations Security Council anytime soon.
Both those countries have been trading partners with Syria, and the Assad regime has relied on Russia in particular for weapons. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.